have been scientifically proven to benefit yourself, those you love, friends, and coworkers. There is no need to change for mindfulness either. When an answer to a problem presents itself in the form of changing yourself, it typically fails. Change is hard. Mindfulness acknowledges this and brings out the best of who you are as a person. Meditation is not something that is only in your head. It does not mean dwelling on your thoughts either. Meditation is based on your body. It requires you taking the time to listen to where you are and what you are doing, which generally starts with being aware of your body. This act can be very calming as you get in tune with your body's rhythms. Mindfulness and awareness. Mindfulness and awareness go hand in hand. Mindfulness requires you to relate to your current situation definitely, directly, and precisely. The way you deal with irritating or frustrating situations usually involves emotions like aggression, restlessness, passion, and ignorance. These feelings are standard in today's world. They do not need to be shunned, and you can consider them more like fits, such as a toddler would have. Only this is your body reacting. You have been conditioned to react in these ways. However, depending on your situation, they could be the precise reaction needed for that moment's frustration. Being in a mindful state is just another way to show what is there in front of you clearly. This means that you are only aware of your active mind, which can be involved in several perceptions. The mind does not deal with the past or the future, and it merely lives in the now. It is necessary when beginning to be aware of these dual perceptions because it helps you to refrain from making quick judgments. Awareness, however, is being able to see the breakthrough of mindfulness. Through awareness, you can leave what is in your mind be, instead of tossing it away like yesterday's garbage. Mindfulness has its own location and space within the brain. Because of this awareness, you can take one more step to be able not to choose in a situation or to be choiceless. This simply means that you react without judging. You recognize that it is what it is. Recognizing or recognition, the outcomes mindfulness can give you, such as recognizing passions, aggressions, frustrations, sadness, happiness, and joys, is also a large part of your awareness. Another way of explaining this is by asking yourself, what should I do with this feeling I am experiencing right now? Or, what can I do next about this? Having awareness then helps us to see what we do not necessarily need to do anything really, but can leave it to be in its own place within your mind. Consider this example. You notice a beautiful flower while on a hike. Do you pick it and take it home with you? Or do you allow the flower to stay there in its natural environment? Awareness tells you to leave the flower alone because it is where it is meant to be. This means that awareness is the ability to be willing to not hang on to discoveries made by being mindful. Mindfulness is an act of being able to recognize that things are what they are. Because of this, mindfulness and awareness work together as a way to help you find acceptance in situations as they arise. The practice of meditation is how you can diffuse yourself of stress. The amount of meditation you do often depends on the amount of stress that you are under. There are several ways to begin meditation, and a lot of it has to do with your physical locations, how you sit, breathe.